Welcome to another episode of PhD podcast Beyond the Lab. Today we'll explore the fascinating world of odontoiatric research in advanced clinical and technical evaluations. Let's begin. Joining me today are our first four brilliant PhD colleagues who will share their own experience and insights into their research. Anna Maria, Lorenzo, Diego, and Martina. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Maria.
At the house of today's episode, I'll start with myself. My name is Maria Caravan. I was born in Belarus, where I graduated from the dental school and worked for 3 years as a dentist. After that, I moved to Italy and spent 4 more years studying to have my degree recognized. During that time, I fell in love with the University of Bologna and its dental clinic. That passion led me to continue my education journey with PhD program here, where I'm diving deep into advanced implantology and prosthetic rehabilitation. I'm currently in my 3rd year. Now, guys, please introduce yourself and tell us about your background before starting your PhD. Anna Maria?
Hi, everyone. Thanks, Maria, for the introduction. I am Anna Maria Forte, and I'm from Tamura in the south of Italy. I moved to Bologna in 2016 to start the university, and now I've been here for 9 years. After the graduation, I'm really passionate about my research, which led me to start this exciting and challenging journey. And now I'm in the 3rd year, and it's almost coming to an end. But enough about me. Please, Lorenzo, tell us a bit about you.
Thanks, Maria, for hosting us today. My name is Lorenzo Bonifazzi, and I'm a 2nd year PhD student. I graduated in dentistry in 2020 here at the University of Bologna. Then I decided to dive more into the oral surgery, both from a clinical point of view, completing a Master of Science in Implantology and Bone Reconstructive Surgery, and a postgraduate course in oral surgery, and also from a research one, joining the oral surgery unit research team and starting this PhD. And what about you, Diego?
Thank you, Maria, for your introduction. My name is Diego Bianchelli. I'm 29 years old and I'm from Ancona. I moved to Bologna back in 2014 to study dentistry. I immediately fell in love with this historic, vibrant city and with this ancient university, especially the dental clinic that I've never left, even after my graduation in 2020 with a thesis in periodontology. So here I am, 11 years later, at the 2nd year of my PhD program focused on periodontal plastic surgery. And what about you, Martina?
Hi, everyone. I am Martina Bonvicini and I am 27 years old. I was born and grew up in a small mountain village in the province of Modena. And after the high school, I moved to the city of Modena where I studied dentistry and I graduated in 2022. During my university years, I discovered a deep passion for research and this passion led me to pursue a PhD program at the prestigious University of Bologna. And I'm currently in my 1st year.
So, thank you so much, guys, for all those introductions. And before we dive into our broader discussion, I'd like to share a bit about my own research. My work is in the oral surgery field, focused on superior steel implants in totally dentalus patients with extreme atrophic maxilla and mandible. I'm conducting a randomized control clinical trial to compare implants and prosthetic failures, biological complications, and patient satisfaction between superior steel implants and other types of implants used for rehabilitation in cases of extreme atrophies. Anna Maria, what is your research about?
I'm really happy to share a bit about of my research with you. I'm working on the precision of indirect restoration. Basically, when you replace one, it's super important to have a close marginal gap that plays a big role in how long the restoration lasts. So I'm looking at different preparation design and materials to figure out the best combo for the material and finishing line for optimal results.
Lorenzo?
Regarding my PhD research program, it is focused on a randomized controlled clinical trial aiming to evaluate the correction of ridge contour deficiencies. the primary objective of this RCT is to investigate the safety and the clinical performance of a cross-linked collagen membrane used at the same time of implant placement in tissue contour deficiency and soft tissue healing after 12 months. And Diego, what is your research about?
My research field is in periodontal plastic surgery, focusing on the investigation of the volumetric changes that occur over time following the use of connective tissue grafts harvested from the palate or the maxillary tuberosity in the context of a plastic surgery, using intraoral optical scanners in a standardized manner at different times, from before the surgery to 12 months after the surgery. Surgical procedures considered include mucogingival surgery techniques on natural elements for root coverage, soft tissue augmentation techniques, and regenerative periodontal surgery procedures. And can you tell us something about your research, Martina?
Of course, thank you, Diego. My work is in the field of restorative prosthodontic. I'm focusing on the cementation of zirconia crowns on natural teeth using self-adhesive resin cements. I think the most popular and used right now in the world of adhesive prosthodontic. In particular, I'm conducting an in vitro and an in vivo studies to analyze the cementation process around the gingival sulcus, exploring different cementation protocols.
So, sounds very cool, guys. Now that we have a sense of what we are all working on, let's talk about the challenges and rewards of pursuing a PhD in odontiatric research. For me, one of the most rewarding aspects has been the unique opportunity to work in the oldest university in the world with incredible professionalism. I've been able to update my knowledge in the field and contribute to the scientific community with my research. One highlight of my PhD journey was spending 6 months in the United States as a part of my program. It was an unforgettable experience, and I will always cherish this. Anna Maria, what has been the most rewarding part for your journey so far?
Thanks, Maria. That sounds amazing. For me, one of the best parts of doing a PhD in odontiatric research has been meeting new people, especially during the international congresses. It's always inspiring to connect with other researchers and share ideas. And of course, work side by side with such inspiring people that are part of my research group. They became my second family. Another highlight was definitely my time abroad in Geneva. It was such an incredible experience getting to work in a new environment, collaborating with people from different backgrounds and connecting with new culture. It really opened my eyes to give me a fresh perspective on my research.
Lorenzo?
Also in my personal case, the most rewarding part of my PhD journey was to work with other charismatic and extremely competent clinicians and researchers, sharing our passion for the oral surgery and dedicating our time to actively contribute to the scientific research. The vibrant environment here in Bologna generated in me a constant desire to elevate myself to the profession. And what about you, Diego?
The most rewarding part of my journey has been the amazing possibility to work with the most renowned experts in this field, not only in Italy, but internationally. I'm just in the first half of my program, but I've already improved my knowledge and my surgical skills, and I discovered the fascinating world of scientific research. In addition, I can't wait for my 6 months experience in Spain next year, which I hope is going to be as unforgettable as your experience in the United States and Geneva.
Martina?
Of course, even if just only started this journey a few months ago, I already feel incredibly grateful for the opportunity to deepen my knowledge at the University of Bologna. It's been an exciting experience so far, working alongside extraordinary professors, and I'm immersing myself in a university environment that's completely different and new from where I studied dentistry in Modena. So I think that a PhD is not just about research, but it's also about growth, exploration, and stepping into a whole new academic reality.
Oh, sounds very interesting. Now, if it's okay for you guys, I would like to dive into more personal aspect. What were your expectations before starting the PhD? As for me, something no one tells you is that 95% 5% of the time, things won't go as planned. And you'll feel like you're constantly troubleshooting. In the end, though, you always find the right way to complete the task before the deadline. But please tell me you're not the only one who, I'm not the only one who feels that way. Ana Maria?
You're definitely not the only one, but this moment of figuring these things out have made the journey even more rewarding. For me, everything was totally unexpected and new. It was so strange learning a completely different job because it was nothing like being just a dentist. They seem to be related, but in the end, they are two different jobs. And Lorenzo, what do you think about?
I personally had the chance to know young researchers who started and completed this path before me, so I thought of knowing what to expect. Still, I agree with you guys, nothing is easy or smooth, and this is great because it's giving us the possibility to handle unexpected situations and growing constantly every single day. And you, Diego?
I guess I can feel you all. In my first year, I completed all the tasks I planned to do, but I did it in different ways. Problem solving is definitely a fundamental skill to have in a PhD program, as well as creativity. But I have to say, I don't have any regrets about my decision to enroll in a PhD program. On the contrary, it's giving me motivation to keep myself in the research field even after the end of my program.
I totally agree with you guys, because even though I've only been in my PhD program for a few months, I've already had the constant feeling of being behind, facing countless problems to solve, and dealing with unexpected challenges popping up all the time. But somehow, at the end, there's always a way to figure things out and make it work. So I'm so grateful of being part of this PhD program.
Thank you all for sharing your stories and insights today. Before we wrap up, does anyone have final advice for someone considering a PhD in our field? I truly believe a PhD isn't just a degree. It's a transformative process and that shapes not only your character, but also your outlook on problem solving and perseverance. It's full-time commitment, both mentally and physically, but despite these challenges, the sense of purpose and the opportunity to contribute to our field make the journey immensely rewarding. Ana Maria?
Absolutely, I couldn't agree more. It's a journey that changes you in so many ways. If you are considering a PhD in our field, my advice will be to stay curious and resilient. There will be a tough day, but the key is to embrace the challenge and see them as opportunity to grow. Surround yourself with supportive network and don't be afraid to ask help if you need. And most importantly, remember why you started and stay focused on your passion for the research. It will make all the differences.
Lorenzo?
While a degree can be nowadays considered something necessary to live and work in our society, I think a PhD is a free choice. And I honestly believe that choosing a further path for the love of our field of research and science, it can be hugely satisfying and rewarding. Diego?
I just want to say that a PhD in this field might be scary at first because it's going to absorb all your time and your energy, but soon enough, you'll be rewarded. And you have some final advice, Martina?
Yes, my advice for anyone considering a PhD in our field is to really take the time to reflect on your motivations. A PhD is a challenging but rewarding journey. And having a genuine passion for research and discovery, I think that is the key. It's also important to stay open-minded, ask questions, and embrace the unexpected challenges as opportunities to grow. If you're ready to dive in, you'll find it a path filled with incredible learning experience.
And with that, we wrap up today's episode. Thank you for joining us for this journey into the world of odontoiatric research. Stay tuned for more episodes of PhD podcast Beyond the Lab. Until next time, bye.
Bye. Thank you.